This week Shabbos Mevorchim, Chodesh Adar, Shabbos Kolem, the Mekasha the Inyan, and the Simcha of Chodesh Adar, with the Inyan of Purim, with the Parshis, Yisroel, Mishpatim, these Parshis. Chazal say that every Yid, even though he's down here and his neshama is also down here, but he's mushrush up there in Shemayim. Half of him is here and half of him is up there. In other words, the neshama of a person is high, begovim eroimim, and the whole kiyum of a Yid is as much as he's makashi, connects what's down here to up there. Kashin Samagad writes, that's why Mishnah is called Mishnah. Why is Mishnah is called Mishnah? Kashin Samagad says that Mishnah is double, Lechem Mishnah. Person learns down here simultaneously at the same time as Neshama is learning up in Shemayim, and it's that connection that's the chiyus, it's the kiyum of the person. Parshas Yisroi was where Nizgala when Shemayim came down to here, Vayered Hashem El HaSinai. Parshas Mishpatim, at the end of Mishpatim, is that by El Moshe Oma Aleh Hashem. Parshas Mishpatim is the avoidance that Yidin do down here that's maler them up to Shemayim. Yisroi Mishpatim is the connection. One is the Elyonim coming down to the Tachtoinim, and the other one is the Tachtoinim going up to the Elyonim. In between Yisroi Mishpatim, we have the Mizbeach Adama Tassili, the Inyan of the Mizbeach. The Inyan of the Mizbeach was the Chibur between the Elyonim and the Tachtoinim. It's Kiyadua, the Gemara says in Yuma, that there was an Eish, that we lit an Eish down here. And we lit the Eish down here that took the Korban up, and then an Eish was Yerid Min HaShemayim came down here. The Mizbeach was the traffic between the two-way traffic between Shemayim and Aretz, and Aretz and Shemayim. Therefore, when Yaakovinu in his dream saw the Sulamus of Aretz of Eroshe Magia HaShemayim HaMalach HaLakim HaOilim HaYerdim, says the Balaturim over there, that's Merumas on the Mizbeach, the Kevesh on the Mizbeach, where they used to run up and run down. That's the Chibur. So Yisro is Be'ikah HaYerid HaShem HaLasinai Mishpatim is Be'ikah HaMoshe HaShem HaPas to know that constantly he's Makusha with his Chaluk, which is up in Shemayim. And that's the Mordek Yisod, and that's the Mordek Chizuk. And that's in fact the whole Chizuk of Shabbos Parsha Shkolim that precedes Chodesh Adar. So Sema says that Machtzis HaShekel shows that a person's got a half. Machtzis HaShekel, that a person's down here is only a half. It really has a Sherish Lamalam and HaShemayim, which is the other half. The other half is up in Shemayim. And that's the Mordek, you could say that's the Pshat. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskasha in the Matbea, the Machtzis HaShekel, Rashi says, "Rabbi Shalom, to show him at Be'ashal Eish. What's so difficult to know what a coin looks like? But it could be that Matbe'ashal Eish. That's the second half. That's the Matbe'ah. That's the other half of the shekel. That's the person's Sherish and Hashama. That's in Shemayim. And that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskashu with. Rabbi Shalom showed him Matbe'ashal Eish. That's the Indian of Shpashish Kolam. That's the Chizuk. That's the Chizuk that Klal Yisrael gets. That every Yid has to know that as much as he's Poygim down here, Rachman on Etzlan, a person's going to run away from an Avera, okay? But as matter, if a person's poigim down here, he's got a shoyrish up there in Shemayim that the pingam never gets to. And that's always the keem of Klal Yisrael. And that's always, however bad Klal Yisrael gets to, there's always, you see, that always Klal Yisrael self-writes itself. How? Because there's a shoyrish in Shemayim, the other half, that's in the Shemayim that can never be nifkam. That's the shoyrish of Shabbos Parsha Shkolim. That's why Shabbos Parsha Shkolim, the Kriya, is from Kisiso. Kisiso is the Parsha of the Chet HaEgel. Parsha of the Chet HaEgel is the pingam. Went so far that it's never gone so far, but yet, the Hahigdim Rafu'a Lamaka, the Bunch Shalom gave us the Pasha Shkolim, however far, however high the Pagama of the Chet of the Eagle is going to get, it's still not going to get to the other half. And that's the Machtzis HaShekel at the beginning, of Pasha's Kisisa. And that's why, that's the Simcha of the Hakdama to Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar, Mishnechnas Adar, Ma'arim and Simcha. Klal Yisrael, there was a terrible decree out against them, Laharag, Lahashmid, Mishnei Shishtachvul, Etzelem. There was a terrible kitchen out against Klal Yisrael. And we know in the Megillah we read by Laila, who Nodadu Shnasa Melech. The Gemara says in the Megillah, Nodadu Shnasa Belyonim, Nodadu Shnasa Bedachoinim. In other words, Rashi says that the Malachim got all wild up there in Shemayim, etc. But the word is, according to what we're saying, that's the word. After the Gzer was Nigzar, by Laila, who Nodadu Shnasa Melech, that there was a certain Hisoiris up there, Belyonim. And that was Ma'ir and Rachmim and a limit schus in Klal Yisrael that however far the Pagam goes, Klal Yisrael indestructible, because there's always a Shoirish over there that's going to that and from that Shoirish there can always be Nischazik again, and there can always be Chayzer Retshuva. That's the whole Inna Amalek, not going into it now. The whole Inna Amalek is that he tries to take us away from our shayrish. The roish, kisisa is roish ben Yisrael is the machzor shekel. The roish, the moichin, that's very, very high. Amalek always tried to sever the roish from the rest, and he wants the Rabbeinu Shalom, he's makatrik, the Rabbeinu Shalom should focus on the rest. The Rabbeinu Shalom should focus on our maisim that we're doing down here. Abba, papasha of Shabbos Shkolim, of machzor shekel begins kisisa is roish ben Yisrael. When you malek klal Yisrael to their roish, to their highest element, is there's no way you can get them. The union of Mechias Amalek, the union of Mechias Amalek is the union of Moyach. Mechias Moyach. When it's Nisbara, the Moichin of Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael have a Moichin that's so high, is that's the Mechias Amalek. That's the Simcha, it's Mamish Bekitzah, it's a long piece. But it's Mamish Bekitzah, the Chizuk of Adar is, the Chizuk that we derive from Adar is that a person to realize that's what Chodesh Adar is, the Chodesh of Tshuva. So Hashem says it's the Tshuva Miyava, and that's why the Venapechu is the Tshuva Miyava, that Avera is Napech, is Nishapech to a mitzvah, because it's Nizbara that ever a person's always got a sherish of Kedusha, and therefore nobody can must get into Atzvus. No, everybody has to look at their Matzav, whatever the Matzav is, the person has to be Machazik himself, that there's always part of him that's too Kodesh, or the kind of Shomash and Asatabi to Oiri, and that brings us Mordika Simcha, Mordika Tshuka, Mordika Hiskashas to Rabbein Shalai, and Ashreinim and Toiv Chilkeinu, that we can always self-right ourselves, and that's the Avoida of Chodesh Adar, a Tshuva, and a Tshuva Miyava, that can be Mahapech, Mirol, a Toivo, Mishibit Lagula, Mafela Loira, Bemeir, Bemeir, Amen.